Jamaica's water minister is reporting that it will take $10 billion to rectify the damage done to the water delivery system by Hurricane Melissa. This is WAVS News.
That plan includes clearing access to sites, temporary repairs to raw water, transmission and distribution pipelines, installation of standpipes in communities without electric power where the water treatment plants in the area have power, trucking of water, both through the Water Commission's own trucks and through members of Parliament and indeed the municipalities, office building repairs, purchase and rental of standby generators.
Matthew Samuda also reports about a number of temporary arrangements put in place to serve residents who are not being supplied through their usual facilities.
It's important a distinction is also made because the NWC supplies 78% of households in Jamaica. The next 12%, give or take, is supplied by small municipal systems, which also have their own electricity challenges, and a suite of small private systems that exist virtually in every parish. And I think that also needs to be understood. So of the 78% of households, 76% of those households, customers, businesses, 76% of those persons have restored water.
Meanwhile, the Police's Inspectorate of Professional Standards Oversight Bureau and the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM, have launched separate probes into the drowning of a suspect in the Rio Cobra in St. Catherine Parish Wednesday. The man, 73-year-old Milton Smith, was being transported in the back of a service vehicle when the incident occurred. A statement from the Constabulary Communications Network says Smith reportedly jumped from the vehicle as he traveled across Flat Bridge in the Bogwalk Gorge and fell into the Rio Cobra. While the Bahamian government is preparing to continue its shantytown demolition initiative, taking aim at Eleuthera, and has announced the discovery of an additional two unregulated communities in New Providence. According to Minister of Works and Family Island Affairs Clay Sweeting, the effort in Eleuthera is expected within 2 weeks. In September, Sweeting confirmed the task force served eviction notices on residents in Eleuthera, Andros, and New Providence. Sweeting is now saying the task force has identified two new unregulated communities in New Providence, and since then, however, officials are working carefully to follow protocol and ensure that the process is handled with care. Trinidad and Tobago's Homeland Security Minister reporting that in the presence of its military assets, the U.S. has helped reduce crime in the Two Island Republic.
I want to thank my international partners, Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, United States of America, for their continued support.
Roger Alexander was joined by Canada's High Commissioner to Trinidad and Tobago, Michael Callahan, as he delivered an update on the country's achievements in the fight against crime.
And prevention is at the heart of Canada's approach to security, including through the work we've done on the Women, Peace and Security agenda, both at home and in support of Trinidad and Tobago.
This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.